Anush.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, everyone. Today I will present Agenda Paper 15. The purpose of this paper is to ask the board to set the comment letter period for the forthcoming exposure draft on management commentary. As just discussed in the work plan update session, we currently estimate that the exposure draft will be published at the end of April. However, we are monitoring the timing of the publication of the trustee constitutional consultation and may adjust the timing of publication of the exposure draft by a few weeks. With that, let me present our arguments on the length of comment period for your consideration. The board normally allows a minimum of 120 days for a comment period on an exposure draft. Since the board is proposing a comprehensive revision of Practice Statement 1, Management Commentary, the staff think a comment period less than 120 days is not necessary or appropriate for this exposure draft. Paragraph 5 of the paper provides arguments for setting a comment period of more than 120 days for this exposure draft. In the light of COVID-19 challenges, a longer comment period would allow respondents to develop fully considered responses to this exposure draft and several other board consultation documents, as well as to the forthcoming trustees' consultation. On the other hand, paragraph 6 of the paper provides an argument for setting a comment period of 120 days. Paragraph 6 explains that having a comment period longer than 120 days could delay improvements in narrative reporting that would better meet the information needs of investors and creditors. The question for the board is how long the comment period for this exposure draft should be, 120 days or a longer period? If a longer period, then how long? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anush. I open the floor, but let me first make a point that struck me during the last ASEF meeting, where quite a few participants said, well, this is not going to be a high priority item for us since we have detailed requirements in our jurisdiction. And I think they obviously haven't read the document yet, but it is clear to me that the principle-based character of the document and the high-level recommendations would fit into many existing frameworks. And I still think that it could be very valuable also for a region like Europe, which has its own requirements, to take a very serious look at it and maybe get inspired as to how to write a management commentary that really hangs together rather than a management commentary that just checks the boxes. So in presenting the document, I think staff should really think about it, perhaps in close cooperation with our communications people. Okay. Mary.
Hans, on the on this, I encourage the staff to have clear away the issue of less than the required minimum of 120. And I think, given everything we've been talking about, that this is not the time to go less than 120. So once we are meeting the requirements, I suggest that the staff focused instead on managing overlap rather than specifying the number of days, as it were. So what that means, when I go back to the appendix on the last work plan discussion that we had, I'd say I'd target sometime between end of September and end of October for the completion of this consultation. And that would be more than the 120 days. And I think I'd rather give that kind the project overlap management mandate to the staff in terms of setting the date once we know we've met the normal requirements. So that's my suggestion, to target sometime between end of September, end of October, in terms of managing the overlap of consultation periods. Thank you.
Françoise.
Yes, maybe my comment is more a question than a comment. In fact, I think in this project, a very important input into the deliberations would be a good understanding of how compatible our proposals are to various national regulations to see. And I think that's very key to for the success. So even when some jurisdictions would not show a great interest in providing comments, I think that some outreach should be organized in order to get that input from all over the world. And there, that's where my comment becomes a question, because I don't know whether within 120 days, the staff has the possibility of having the appropriate outreach to get that input. And on the basis that that would be done, I would be happy to follow the recommendation in terms of length of consultation.
Anybody else? So, does the staff want us to vote on 120 days now, or I don't hear very clear suggestions from...
I think Tadeu wanted to come in.
Oh, Tadeu, please.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Hans. Thanks, the staff, for preparing the paper. In relation to management commentary, I support a longer period. I like the mayor's idea in terms of finding the right time for the end of the comment period. I think that's quite important as the length of the period. And I agree with that because of the explanation we have in paragraph five. And I would add that this is an IFRS practice statement, and it's disputing stakeholders' attention with documents on IFRS standards. At this moment, not many jurisdictions, as Hans said, have this practice statement as a requirement. And this document definitely may require a different mix of stakeholders comment on it. For example, investor relationship area. I think that having a slight bigger period, not 120, I mean, definitely 180 would be very good. But as Mary said, I think that I would look at the end of the period to have a more staggered distribution. Thank you.
Sue?
I think my thinking is very aligned with those who have spoken so far. I'm not sure that we're going to get as we should be prioritising speed on this one, because it was apparent to me, I think, from the ASAF discussion that we're going to need to work a little bit to drum up some enthusiasm for people to respond to this and to think about it as a, in the sort of holistic way we've been trying to think about it. And also we might benefit a little bit from allowing for a little bit more time to pass for people to get their heads around what it looks like the trustees might be thinking about with the on the sustainability front, so that people have time to think about the potential interaction between our work on management commentary and what we see coming out of the sustainability discussions that the trustees have got ongoing. So I think that something more around the 180-day type time period, and I would agree with Mary that sort of leaving it to the staff to work out what the exact day count should be in that sort of region, that doesn't entirely land on top of the agenda consultation, because that looks very similar timing wise if I'm looking at the graph on at the appendix to paper eight, and also doesn't clash too much with the timing of the comment deadline for disclosure initiative. So trying to fit in a gap there somewhere, but around that sort of 180 day might make the most sense.
Can we agree with the proposal as basically worded by Sue and Mary and also Tadeu? So to give the staff a bit more time to look at the end date, how it relates to other end dates, and then make a final proposal at a certain point.
Yeah, 13.
Okay. So, Anuja, I understand this is the last time you will be presenting to the board.
Yes,
ma'am. You are not going back to Nepal, I understand. You are going to one of the most un-Nepalese countries in the world, Luxembourg. And I wish you were going to work for EY, I believe. I understand from your colleagues that they are really sorry to see you go. But I wish you all the best in your new job, and I thank you for your hard work and your friendship here over the last couple of years. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anton. Thank you, all board members.
When will we have a staff member from Nepal again? That was unique. Okay. Now we move on to equity method of accounting, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.